On CFM, it's Lee and Jess for breakfast, and it's time to check in with Cass from MyHomesteadingSecrets.com.
Hi, Lee and Jess. How are you going?
Well, well, well. Now, let's talk about heading out. Well, look, we're all in isolation. We just heard before the news that there are some 5,000 people that might be in quarantine right now on the northwest coast alone. So there's plenty of people looking for stuff to do on their own properties. Now, this morning's topic is bees, and bees are our friends, aren't they?
They are indeed. Even though they are on the decline, they are our friends.
But we can do our bit to increase the numbers, can't we?
We can indeed. And I suppose it's good to understand a little bit about what our bees need to survive.
Yeah, well, what are they? Why are they? First of all, why are they so important?
They're really important. Well, they're actually vital for our species' survival and many of the species on the planet because they are the pollinators of our crops, of our fruit trees and the flowers in the garden. So for our food chain to continue, we need the bees.
Now, what can we do to perhaps make more bees or attract them to our yards so that they do what they're meant to do?
So, yeah, we can do a number of things by planting a garden that gives them something to forage in year-round. So the bees have a cycle whereby they... this time of year they're getting their hives ready to bunker down for the winter, so they're sorting things out and nestling down in the middle of their hives, so they're not actually out doing a lot of foraging, but they still do need to have something to forage on year round for those bees that are out in the garden. The important time this time of year now is to be thinking about what we can be planting that will be flowering in spring.
So as the bees
emerge from the hive in spring, they're very hungry. The queen's in the process of laying lots of eggs, and so they're looking at a high protein diet. And we can help by planting things that have lots of pollen and nectar. So in springtime, the pollen is prevalent in all the flowers, and so they'll go along and forage that and take it back to help feed the rest of the colony.
So this is something that you can do with your family perhaps now so that the bees can benefit in spring by planting bits and bobs in your backyard. So you've been working on a list of things that you can plant during each season to make bees more attracted to your yard, right?
That's right, yeah, and they're very simple things. A lot of us would have a lot of these things in our garden or no neighbours that have got them that you can see, grab some seeds off now, because a lot of these plants are seeding now. So if you collect some of those seeds and have them available to plant in the coming months, then you'll be able to provide a good food source for our bees.
And what are some of those simple things we can plant with the family while we're in isolation in the backyard?
So you can be looking at things like lavender, mints, pansies, chives, camellias, which is a bit of a bigger bush. One of my all-time favourites is calendula, and that one readily seeds. And, you know, as one plant dies off, there'll be new ones emerging underneath and they'll be flowering pretty well all year round. So that is a good one to consider.
Look, not only doing it for the bees, it makes your backyard look nice as well. Now, how do we spot the difference between a bee and a wasp?
Right. You have to look very closely. The wasps are... both of them have different ways of flying. I don't know. I can spot the difference because I'm sort of really in tune to the bees. But to look at, if you do get to see a bee and a wasp in the same environment, the wasp has a little bit bigger abdomen and they're a lighter yellow. So they're more a bright lemon yellow, whereas a bee is more of a golden, has a golden stripe.
That's nice.
And a bright yellow.
Simple telltale sign. That's good to know. So it's all to keep our backyards looking amazing, smelling great, and keeping our bees alive because, as you said at the start, quite pertinent to the existence of humans.
Exactly right, yes.
You can check out that full list on the website, myhomesteadingsecrets.com. Cass, thank you for enlightening us this morning onto the importance of bees.
Not a problem. My pleasure.